I was born in Chicago in 1938, actually 2 days after Kristallnacht. I lived there until I was about three. My mother, who was an actor, moved to New York. My father went to war in the Pacific. And after the war, my parents were no longer a couple. I moved to Los Angeles with my mother and her new husband. I was there until 1958 when I moved with my Australian husband, whom I met at UCLA, to Australia. I was 7.5 months pregnant, and I arrived almost in time to have the baby here.
So most of your life you lived in Australia?
Absolutely.
And when did you start writing?
Well, I'd always been a closet writer, but I, with the children and with work that I did, I really didn't have a chance. In the 1970s, I went to work for the Australian government and ended up heading the what was then called the Office of Women's Affairs in the Prime Minister's Department. And this was under Whitlam to begin with, and then Fraser. So I lived through the dismissal. I actually wrote my first book after I resigned from the public servants, and that was in 1983. It was based on my experiences in the Prime Minister's Department. It was a very interesting place, West Block, the building, because it housed all of Australian history, parliamentary history. When the parliament moved from Melbourne to Canberra in 1927, West Block, the building, housed what was the entire public service. So it was very symbolic to me anyway. It was part of my really becoming an Australian.
So West Block, your first novel, you drew from your experiences at the Prime Minister Department, and you were part of history if you were part of the dismissal. Are you writing about it in West Block?
Actually, it's referred to, but only indirectly. The actual time frame of the novel is 2 years after the dismissal, but it's constantly referred to. It's really five novellas, all interlinked.
Right. That's interesting. I believe that you've written another five books after your first book, West Block. What is the name of your sixth novel, the latest one?
The latest one is called As the Lonely Fly, and its title refers to three different women who left Russia, Russian Jewish women who left Russia in the early part of the 20th century and ended up in different places. One went to America, one originally went to Palestine, but was deported at the end of the 1920s back to Soviet Russia. The third one stayed in Israel.
Is that the first book that you are writing about a Jewish characters?
Not really. One book, Scheme Time, that was set in Hollywood. There were a lot of Jewish characters in that, and it was, again, based on what I knew, having grown up there. Then my fourth novel was called Sapphires, and that book was probably my most directly Jewish-themed book. It traces family that went from Belarus to the United States.
I wanted to ask you about your last novel, As the Lonely Fly. What does it mean? What does it mean, As the Lonely Fly? I was intrigued by the name.
As I explained, all of the women that the major characters of the novel had to flee. They fled from pogroms in Russia. The central character, who happened to be based on my grandfather's sister, had to flee again. In other words, she did have to flee or was deported, and we're never sure which happened, but she did have to leave Palestine because she was an early dissident.
What do you mean by early dissident?
she was a Zionist. She went from Bessarabia in 1922 to Palestine. This is actually the story of my aunt, but the character Clara or Hava was based on her. She went to Palestine and she joined the Gudud HaVadar, which was a roving kibbutz, which worked on building the roads that connected the Jewish settlements as they were then in Palestine. But Gudud, which was an ultra-left organization, split into a number of factions. One of them was Kibbutz Enharad, and the others just either joined the Communist Party. The main character is loosely based on my aunt, who was one of those.
Is there any connection between the three women in your book?
Yes, they're relatives. Two of them are sisters, and one is the niece. She is the one who followed her aunt to Palestine and became a committed Zionist Israeli. The American sister was there supporting the creation of the State of Israel from the American perspective, and the central character was the one who ended up in Russia again.
We are talking to Sarah Doze, an award-winning Jewish writer. So your three characters in your last novel, As the Lonely Fly, do they ever meet again?
The novel ends with two of them meeting. The central character, Clara, or Hava, as she was in Palestine, disappears. And the two remaining women, an aunt and her niece, meet in Israel in 1967. They discover what happened to the missing woman.
I think that our readers will have to read your book to find out what happened to the missing woman.
Indeed, indeed.
Sarah Doze, thank you so much and good luck with your book.